Trusting you, yes, to obeying you, yes, Lord, my soul says yes, Lord. Well, good evening to you, you, and yes, even you. You are tuned in to the Six Eyes Motivational Monday with yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. God bless you on this wonderful Monday after evening. Amen. This is the last Monday of the year. All right, we have made it thus far. Amen. My name has made the woke list. Amen. We made it. We got one more day in this year. Amen. And then we are in a new, brand new, never seen before year, 2025. Amen. So many things have gone on this year. We've talked about so many subjects this year. We've dealt with so many things this year. God has been good to us. Amen. One of the things that I will be doing starting tonight and moving towards the new year and in the beginning of the new year, I will be focusing on accomplishing goals. Amen. Fulfilling purpose. Amen. Finishing that which has been started. Amen. One thing we can say, and many of us, we can look back, and if we be honest with ourselves, some of us said we want to do this for 2024, we want to do that for 24, we want to accomplish this, and many of us may have started out real strong in trying to accomplish those things. But somewhere down the line, we either was discouraged or we didn't see the results we was looking for. We just got tired or something else took our focus and we started something else and we never got back to accomplishing what we originally started out to do. So it don't make us bad people, amen, but it do make us unfulfilled, amen, if we tell the whole truth. Amen, because we didn't do what we started to do. So tonight, I'm going to pull, we've been reading in Matthew. I'm going to have to jump down a few verses so that we can read the verse that's going to contain the thought of what we're going to be talking about. So if you have your Bibles, amen, I want you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. And we're going to read there from verses 33 through 37. Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 through 37. Now, before I get into it, yesterday afternoon after our service at Redemption for Life Ministry, amen, we had a goal-setting seminar, amen, to encourage the membership on how to set goals, how to build partnership, et cetera. Amen. And so as we read the lesson today, we're going to shift to properly setting goals. So those of you that like to take notes, I want you to go ahead and get those notes. Get your paper and your pen. Amen. Now, if you're real good with mental notes, amen, you can do that. But remember Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision. So it's important in your goal setting that you write out the vision. Amen. If you're not able to write it, get somebody to write it for you. Amen. Put it in as it was the concrete. Amen. We want to put it on paper. We want to make it something that is permanent. Amen. Because we want to try to achieve these goals. Amen. I'm going to list a few of my personal goals. Amen. And as the year continues, each week, I will be giving you some form of a progress report on my achieving said goals. One of the things that discipline does in discipleship, it holds you accountable. Amen. And it's a lot of times when we make promises in our own mind, there's a less accountability because we haven't communicated with no one else. So we don't have no one that can check us on it. Amen. We have no one that can say, hey, how's this going? How's you coming along in this program? Or how's you coming along in this education, et cetera? And so a lot of times, a lot of things that we want to do, they're very good. They're something that we should get done, but we don't get them done because we don't have that check and balance in place. Amen. And so I want us to have checks and balance. So with the goal setting, I want you to find you one person. Now, the people that I'm finding is you. Amen. To hold me accountable because I'm going to tell it. Amen. And at the when we open up the mics, amen, if you want to share something at that time, amen, you can do that. Amen. But my immediate goal person will be my very own wife. Amen. Because she will be here with me. Amen. And so that works real well. If you got a prayer partner, amen, you all can work together with that. You have a best friend, someone you speak to on a regular basis, amen. You may not speak to them every day, but you speak to them approximately once a week or so, and that's a partner, amen, someone that can hold you accountable. Now, I'm going to say this, and I mean it. If you don't have someone who can tell you no, and no one that can correct you when you're wrong, then you don't have the right people in your circle. If everybody is always congratulating you, saying what good you is, and never check you, that may be an issue. Because when you're trying to accomplish stuff, you need people who will be fully honest with you. Amen. And so that you can accomplish what you're set out to do. Amen. You know, you need someone who will be a true mirror. Amen. In other words, if something is in your eyes or in your nose, you need someone that will say, hey, you don't look your best today. You have something that you need to take care of. Amen. And you should not get offended. And if you find yourself being offended when people bring constructive criticism to what you're trying to do. You're way too sensitive. Amen. That means you're not being disciplined. Amen. And that will keep you from having true success. Okay? You need someone that can help you course adjust when you begin to lean to the left or to the right path that was already laid out straight. Amen. So let's go to the text. Amen. And God bless all of you this evening. I want to say God bless your 901. God bless your 440. God bless your 256. God bless your 404. Amen. God bless your 205. Amen. And a couple more. Amen. God bless all of you in your respective places. Amen. So once again, tonight we will be reading from the book of Matthew. And we're still reading the Sermon on the Mount. Amen. Remember yesterday my message dealt with repentance. Amen. Repentance is the rethinking. That's that deep thought. That's that inner thought. That processes what we do. Amen. And how we begin to live and understand. The scripture says, in all you're getting, get understanding. So our understanding today, we're going to take it from this teaching concerning teaching about vows, V-O-W-S, vows. Amen. Teaching about making a vow. A New Year's resolution is when you make a vow to accomplish something. Okay, many of us, we have done this over the years, and sometimes we've done it and stopped so many times to maybe we have stopped doing it. We may have stopped trying it because we don't have the measure of success that we have wanted for one reason or another. This is not to say that we're bad people. This is to say we're missing something in our understanding. We're missing something in our development. And so just like rehab, after the injury has taken place, a person go to rehab so that they can regain certain mobility, so that they can get certain things done, regain agility, whatever, strength, amen, endurance, so that they can continue living as before or even better. So this is what we're going to focus on, Matthew chapter 5, verse 33. Amen. I will read this from the New Living because we're teaching. Amen. Versus the King James. So I want to make sure we have the same understanding. Now I'm going to break down the goal setting sheet for you. Amen. Because we're going to focus on faith and spiritual growth. We're going to focus on health and wellness, our career and professional development, education and personal growth, family and relationship, financial stability, community service, hobbies and restoration, home and organization, mental and emotional well-being. Amen. So those about 10 things we're going to discuss when I open up the mic, okay? All right, we got plenty of time. We got 45 minutes to go through this, and we're going to go through it. Let's read the scripture. The scripture says from the New Living Translation of the Bible, Matthew chapter 5, verse 33 through 37. It says, "You have also heard that our ancestors was told, you must not break your vows. You must carry out the vow you make to the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. You may say, I made a vow to God. Amen. Same thing. Amen. If you say, on God, I'm going to do this. With God's help, I'm going to do this. You must carry these vows out. Now, that's what was taught of old. Verse 34 says, but I say unto you, and this is Jesus speaking now, not one of the apostles, this is Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. He's speaking to us from the Sermon on the Mount. He said, but I say unto you, I say, do not make any vows. Uh-oh. Don't make any vows. Do not say by heaven, because heaven is God's throne. Verse 35. And do not say by the earth, because the earth is his footstool. And do not say by Jerusalem, for Jerusalem is the city of the great king. Do not say, do not even say by my head, for you cannot turn one hair white or black. Amen. Now, that's long before days of chemicals when you can dye your hair and all of that. Mm-hmm. So you cannot just simply by thought change the color of your hair. Amen. Or stop the aging of your body. Just say a simple yes, I will, or no, I won't. Anything beyond this is from the evil one. Now, this does not mean you cannot promise somebody to do something. Amen. In fact, it more fortifies it that when you make a promise, it is yes, I will, or no, I won't. Your yes should be yes, and your no should be no. Because a lot of times, what make many people say, oh, my mama, I'm going to do this. Oh, my daddy, I'm going to do this. Or as the Lord lives, I'm going to do this. What make many people make statements like this is their desperate attempt to prove to you that they're going to do what they just said. Many times that comes from a history of not doing what they have said. So now the young people today have a statement that they said, for real, for real. They said, huh? And I know maybe some of y'all may miss that. It's a slang with the young folks now. In other words, you know, the one for real means they may think about doing it. But when they say for real, when they start saying for real, in other words, I may not have done it before, but I mean it right now, for real, for real. And they may even throw in, oh, God. And what that simply says is they don't have the history report with you that they yes is yes and they no is no. And they're trying to convince you by any means of doubt that they are serious about the conversation of accomplishing that which is on the table. So, for real, let's talk about our faith, spiritual growth. How many of us really want to grow in God this coming year? I mean, really grow in God, okay? If you really want to grow in God better than you have before, I want you to think about where your time is. Somebody write it down. Time, T-I-M-E. Okay? Time tells us where our interest is. So all of us, before I say that statement, how many of us heard the statement when you ask somebody to do something, they say, well, I really don't have much time to do that. Okay. Or I don't have the time to squeeze that in. And so a lot of times, let's take our health, for example. Somebody say, hey, you really need to join a gym. You need to start working out. And you'll hear somebody say, well, my life is so busy, I don't have time to do that. Okay? You hear people say, I want a higher education, but I don't have time to do that. I want a greater relationship with my spouse, but we don't have time to really spend together. I want my family to be stronger and closer, but it seems like we never have enough time to do that. And so it makes it seem like time is our enemy. Let's write down one fact. Everybody that is living is given the same 24 hours in a day. All that are living still have 7 days in a week. Okay? We have 24 hours in a day. We have 7 days in a week. We have 2 weeks in a year. So all of us is giving that same time. The issue is, how do I spend that time? How do I spend that time? I was watching Price is Right years ago, and I remember a game where they had to ask a certain questions, and they would receive a dollar for each one they got right. And the game was to the point, if they wanted to win the grand prize that was offered, they had to have $1 left after spending the money in the program. So they had so many dollars to start off with, and they had to guess given on the cost of a prize. And however many dollars they were off, they had to pay that to Bob Barker. They had to give him that. And so if they were off $2, they had to give him $2. Now, they only had so many dollars to start it off with. And if the grand prize was a car, all it was going to cost them at the end of answering those few questions, of giving the estimate of those few prizes, it was just going to cost them $1. So that means the person had to have knowledge, understanding of things that cost. But he still had the same opportunity. The game never changed from person to person. It always remained the same. And every now and then, who will spend all the money and did not win the car. But oftentimes you will have one that they, when they got to the end, they will have at least the $1 left. How we spend our time, how we measure what deserves our time matters. A lot of times we spend time wasting time. Wasting time, yeah. And because we're wasting time, it's because we figure we got unlimited time. Most of us, when we were young, we thought we were sort of invincible. We didn't think about how we was going to be when we turned 50. We was 19. We weren't thinking about 50. We weren't thinking about 60. And some of you who are not that age now, you're still having issues of what to do at retirement age. Amen. Are you going to retire? Are you going to work part-time? What are you going to do? We don't think about those things because we don't spend time to decide how we're going to manage those things because they're not important. They're not important to us at the moment because at the moment we're trying to, for the most part, many of us are trying to enjoy, E-N-J-O-Y. We're trying to enjoy this time. We're not trying to sacrifice the time. We're not trying to manage the time. We want what is called happiness in the time. And so we focus on the happiness of that time. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying we should not be happy, but happy is an emotional feeling. Amen. And it is relevant to each individual based on your own personal desires. So, for a moment in my life, happiness may have been me eating a little bit too much, gaining a whole lot of weight, until I had to be on medication. And I began to ask the question, why I got to be on this medication? Well, that's because I didn't take time to think about the things I was doing. And I didn't focus on my better. I focused on happiness. So going into 2025, let's make clear objective of what we're going to focus on concerning our individual lives. Now for me, the blessing for me as a young man was that I had kids young. So it made me have a mandate in my mind to work, provide wherewithal for my children. So when I didn't want to go to work, the mere fact that I had responsibility propelled me, pushed me to work. Amen. Amen. There were certain elements in my home that took place that made me say, I'm going to get up and go to work. So there was a driving force, a commitment level, and me being subject to that is the reason why I was able to accomplish certain things. So we must ask ourselves, my faith and spiritual growth, is it where it needs to be? Yes or no? It's a simple question. Is my faith in God and my spiritual growth in God, is it where it should be? Play games with yourself. It's a simple yes or no. Do not give yourself any in between. If it's almost where it should be, the answer is no. So, if it's no, you must then put behind your no, why? W-H-Y, question mark. Why? Why is it not where it should be? and you must answer the question. It's your paper. Nobody's looking on it. It's for you. It is something you must answer in your heart and be fair with yourself. Let's say, I'm going to take me. Let's say I said no to this. No, it's not where it should be. I'm asking why. Well, I spend too much time watching TV. Well, okay, that's my answer. I give television 5 hours and give God one. Let's just say that's the answer. You're going to help change that. That's my next question. What's going to help that? Certainly, if I change it to 4 hours and give God two, give him more, that's going to help me. Certainly, if I give it 3 hours and give God 3 hours, it's definitely going to change that. And if I tilt the time towards God, I say I give TV two and give God four, now I have made better use of my time to accomplish my goal. Then I begin to do it. I start the very next day. I'm going to say it again. I start the very next day. Because when we push stuff out, how many of y'all didn't like this say, well, I'm going to go on a diet. I'm going to start next week. And when next week comes, somebody buy you this and buy you that or offer this and offer that. This is for sale, come on, and that is sale. Your favorite this and your favorite that pops up. And for whatever reason, something comes up and you do not start. And that's because we pushed off tomorrow what we should have did today. And I know I said the next day, because unless you, the next day for us will be tomorrow. This day is already over. Now, if it's early in the morning when you do this, you can start right then in changing the way you process that. Maybe you say, well, I don't read. Maybe your answer is not time. Maybe it's I don't study enough. I don't read enough, or I don't understand enough. There are other materials that you can read for spiritual growth as it relates to serving Almighty God. So how many books are you reading? What have you read? Amen. What are you researching? What are you looking for? So we must ask these individual questions on individual level. Now, I use faith and spiritual growth for that one. Let's deal with our health and wellness. Health and wellness. When was the last time I got a physical? Did I get a physical last year? Did I have one before? Okay. So I must schedule my physical as soon as possible. But Brother Bonnie, I may not have the finances to do that, this, that, and the other. Well, then that's another question. Why don't you have the finances? So finances fall on financial stability. And we'll get to that as we go. Because remember, the life that you and I are living is both a natural life and a spiritual life walking side by side. Because you are a physical being and a spiritual being in one body. So when people say, I just have a spiritual experience, no, you are a spirit. And this life that we're living is a journey. health and wellness. So let's say you're not able to go to the doctor over the next, let's say, 90 days. We'll give it 90 days. So you're not able to see a doctor for the next 90 days. So do that mean that you eat unhealthy? Do that mean that you don't find out what your weight is? Do that mean that you don't find out your blood pressure? Okay. You can go to your local fire station and ask them to check pressure, and it's for free. Okay? So you can find these things out. Amen. Many people have certain clinics in their area that work with low-income to no-income people, and there are ways to get in there for little to nothing. You have to pick up the phone or go on your computer and find out what's available in your area. You have to ask people, hey, do you know of? You must be diligent in your search. Why? Because it's your life. And so these things we must say yes or no to. Amen. Romans 12:1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you will present your bodies a living, not a dead, a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable unto God, which is reasonable. So God is not asking us to do something unreasonable. So to present myself a living sacrifice, that's being subject to the will of God. That's being disciplined to God. Amen. And if God wanted me to do a revival, and that 5-day revival, but I'm winded just from preaching a 15-minute sermon, I'm not going to be able to do a 5-day revival. So I must discipline myself health-wise. I must consider the food that I'm eating, and I must consider how often I'm eating. Many of us want to go to a gym, and that's fine. But it don't cost you nothing to get up and to begin to stretch and flex at your home where you live and is already paying the rent or mortgage. The problem is we don't get up to do a 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes of stretching and breathing exercise in our home. Some of our stress levels can be released from simply getting up in the morning, telling God, thank you for a brand new day, taking 30 seconds to a minute to do breathing exercises, to start stretching healthily, stretching, trying to touch your toes, bending, twisting, not to hurt yourself, but to stretch those limbs. You know what you see dogs do eating every day when they wake up? Before they start running around, jumping around, many of them do a stretch. They stretch their forward legs. They stretch their back legs. They may even flex in their back muscle. Then they start moving around. A lot of us, we jump up We do no type of stretching. And then when pain comes, we often result to just popping a pill. And that becomes our answer to many of our life issues. Well, I need a pill. I need this. I need medicine. Versus eating better, breathing, relaxing, time to learn about your own health condition. All of us health conditions are very different. Sometimes it can be environmental, where you live, the climate that you live in. If you got hay fever and different things of that nature, and learning how to coexist where you are. Career and professional growth. Have you been focusing on your career and professional development? Amen. Well, I'm too old, says who? Who told you that you were too old to pursue a professional or career? Who told you you're too old? Well, I have this handicap or this disability. Who told you you still couldn't have a professional development or career development? Who told you? Because whoever told you you couldn't don't understand I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. The issue is, do I want? Amen. And so that's the real issue. The real problem is, am I trying to do something different? Do I want to? And a lot of times, we have become lazy. Well, let's just tell the truth. If you're lazy, you're lazy. Oftentimes, matter of fact, I tell on myself, the past month or so that it's been getting cold here in Memphis, I still feel the results of my injury in my bones from that coldness. And so it's days that I would normally be up and running and doing this and that, that I sat there and just said, you know what, I ain't finna do it. And I allow that spirit of laziness to make me stick still when I know that there was still things for me to do. Period. I know that though other things I could have done still need to be done, even in my home. But I allowed myself to be lazy, and I didn't do it. And we must be truthful with ourselves. If we want a better 2025 than 2024, we have to tell the whole truth about the matter. Now, I was listing those things, and so I'm going to list them again for you all. And I want you to give a rating on those. I want you to give a rating on those from 1 to 5. Okay? How do you feel about your spiritual growth? Oh, 1 would be very dissatisfied, need significant improvement. 2, dissatisfied, need moderate improvement. 3, need some improvement, so you're kind of neutral. Okay? You're not bad, but you're not as good as you could be, okay? 4, you're somewhat, you're satisfied, and it may need minimum improvement, you know. You could probably do a little bit additional research here and there. And 5, satisfied, no improvement needed. That means you're doing what you know to do, and you're accomplishing it on a regular basis, okay? So, once again, those scale ratings are 1 through 5. Okay, most of us understand how that works. 1 being truly dissatisfied, needs much improvement. Two, you're dissatisfied, and it needs a moderate amount of improvement. The three is neutral. You need some improvement. Four, you need minimum improvement, but you're satisfied. You feel like you have done definitely good. And five is you're very satisfied because you know you have accomplished a lot in whatever that is, okay? So those are your five ratings. So I want you to rate yourself on your faith and spiritual growth. That's one subject. Faith and spiritual growth. That's number one. Number two, health and wellness. How are you rating your health and wellness? Okay. Career and personal development. How do you rate it? Remember, you are rating you. Okay? So one thing in golf is you can never blame nobody because only you hit the ball, your ball. You can't blame someone else. You must figure out what you did wrong and make course adjustment on the next opportunity. So that's what we're doing, okay? Education and personal growth. This is just for you, your education, your know-how, your understanding, your personal growth in the world. How do you feel about that? Okay. Family and relationship. Okay. So that deals with the married and single, you know, family and relationship. How are you connecting with your relatives? Amen. Your connection with loved ones. Okay. Are you speaking to them regularly? Or do you still have some grudges out there that you haven't forgiven? Financial stability. Amen. That deals with budgeting, saving, and overall financial health. What's your credit score like? What are you budgeting the money that you do have? You know, many people live on what's called a fixed income. Well, are you budgeting that money good? There's nothing wrong with being on a fixed income. Okay. You know exactly how much you have or want to have. Are you spending it in the most best way possible so that you can have savings? Amen. Hobbies and recreation. Do you have them? These things would help alleviate being overstressed. Having a hobby, having a recreation, it involves you having time and energy for leisure activities. Are you with me? Okay. One more minute, and I'm going to open the mics here. Home and organization, your living space, your personal organized space. Is it in shambles? Or is everything where it needs to be? Amen. That's my alarm. Let me know it's time. Amen. So mental and emotional well-being. Amen. How's your mental? Do you feel that you're having good thoughts coming in? Or is still a lot of negative and dark thoughts entering your mind and you're finding it hard to overcome them? Okay. So your inner space, your stress management ability, are you able to manage negative thoughts that comes your way? Many of us had a hard path. And so if you had a hard upbringing, sometimes it's easy for you to go to negative place, amen, and begin to want to result into drinking or doing some type of recreational drug or something like that to give you peace or give you to help clear your mind. And that's what people do. That's why people do it. So how is that in your life? Is that one, very dissatisfied, or is it a five, very satisfied? Okay, or somewhere in between. All right, let me go to the lines and begin to open up. Y'all forgive me. My board reset itself. And so there we go. I'm going to open up the mics. Good evening. God bless you.
Good evening. God bless you.
All right.
All right.
Who will be first?
Who will be first?
I think I've unlocked 256. Area code.
Area code.
I think I unlocked your first.
I think I unlocked your first.
Good evening. Okay.
Okay.
Area code.
Area code.
Well, I see you, Lady
Bonnie. Well, I see you, Lady Bonnie.
What do you got?
What do you got?
I'm here.
I'm
I was going to
get
over to the
speaker.
Well,
please
fix the echo. There's just a bunch of echo in my phone. So,
let me see.
If I can take a speaker. Okay. Good evening, everyone. Yes. Thank you, Pastor Bonner. Great word tonight. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you very well.
Okay.
I muted every line. I'm going to unmute them one at a time because I don't know where the echo is coming from. So everyone else, I will be unmuting your line. When you hear it unmuted, that's your opportunity.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the word on tonight. Thank you. My meal today is great. I believe it's probably about 8.5 to a 9. I've been well rested today. I thank God for another day that I have lived and not died and declared his words. I thank God for breathing in my nostrils today, that I made the walk list today. I'm giving honor to God. And I just thank God for just a whole nother year that God has given us this year. And thank you, Pastor Bond, and thank you for 29 years of marriage and also for the teaching of goal settings and the spoke on time. God have been dealing with me about time, and also he spoke to me today about time. Something when you was talking about our health and wellness. Today, I have put off, procrastinated about doing my over-the-counter medicines that they give us for free. And I wound up doing today. I had even my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law call me to remind me to do the over-the-counter, and that's about my health and wellness. And today I got it done. But God told me about time and about wasting time and about procrastination. And you don't get that time back. And also even when God have dealt with me in the spirit about time with relationships, that I don't even have that if you don't get it right, if you like I have two brothers that have passed away, but I don't get that time back because their life is gone. But that's why we have to spend time doing the will of God and focus on the task that we're supposed to be doing. And it's the order you have given us about our spiritual growth, the spending time with God. Sometimes we don't do what we're supposed to do, giving God just an hour a day or giving him some time and putting our tasks on other things, not just television. You could be on your computer. You could give your time and do other things. Even we could clean. Of course, we want to be clean and everything, but you could give more time to that than giving to God. We give anything more, give other things more than we give God. And there's so many things that, you know, our careers and our personal development, you know, some of us might be on fixed income and everything. And we don't go to work, but we could put our time and work in other things by volunteering and, you know, volunteering at nursing homes or volunteering at a food pantry, you know, giving our time that way, you know. And so I just look at these different things that we need to just get organized and giving our time to, even getting our mental together, you know, and just focusing on our mental by even just, like you were saying, and breathing. As we, even that we do breathing on the Silent Cries Ministries, you know, we do the breathing exercise, and that just to bring some relief in our spiritual man, and just the breathing, just inhale and exhale, and just sit sometimes and just, you know, just meditate and just meditate positiveness and happiness and joyfulness and put that mind state on Jesus. And, you know, so I just thank God, just even just giving me time. But then as you were saying, that sometimes we might don't do everything that we're supposed to do in that time, but we have, if God give us the next day, we can start over and do it the next day, you know.
All right.
And keep on, you know, and stop pushing off things for tomorrow. But if God give us tomorrow, we can start over and do the time well, what God has given us. So I just thank God for time. I thank God for his grace and mercy. I just thank God just for his tender mercy and his love and kindness and his love that he will give me time to do. And I just thank God for this time that's being on this line today. God bless.
All right.
And thank you for the word, yes. Pastor.
Amen. Amen. All right. I just opened your line, 404. God bless you. Good evening. How's your mental this evening? Did you enjoy the teaching tonight? Amen. We're going to move on to the next one, 205. God bless you this evening. Amen. Area code 205, amen. God bless you. How's your mental this evening? Did you enjoy the program?
Yes, I enjoyed the program. Appreciate God for what he's doing, and I thank him for his word, and my mental is about a 9, and I thank God for you teaching and preaching the word, and you explained it very well, and I thank God for the time to sit down and listen and learn more and more from your teaching.
Amen.
I'm blessed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Elder Lockley. God bless you, man of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Lockley.
Amen. Yes, hello. I just want to say that I really enjoyed the word also tonight. I learned a lot of things about myself, a lot of things. Some of my new, some of my new too, but I just, I need to work on it with the help of the Lord, about renewing your mind and taking time out to do the things that's positive in your life will have an impact, have a positive impact on your life. And you need to continue to, and I know that, you know, continue to practice emotional first aid ourselves, and we can find different ways to calm our minds, like, you know, reading the word, taking out time the word, praying, reading the word, and listening to positive music, Christian music, and also spend our time with people who we know are positive, and we can encourage us and help uplift us and that can help us to expand our surroundings and have a positive purpose in our life. And so I'm thankful for you taking the time again to teach and to have us understand the word. And I do appreciate that. And thank you for your time. And God bless you and your family. I'm complete.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Check. All right. Thank you, Sister Likely. God bless you, woman of God, you and your husband. Amen. Thank y'all. Amen. I'm unlocking 216. I think that's 6 himself. Amen. Good evening.
Yes, sir. Good evening. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing well, sir. Good to hear your voice this evening. How's your mental? Did you enjoy the message? Did you get something out of it?
I did. The ten points you talked on, definitely. I took it to heart. I just didn't hear it. I downloaded it, and application is coming. A great message as always. 2025, it's a full year of possibilities.
Amen. It is.
So,
and I like that.
So,
possibilities. Amen.
Yeah.
Things
yeah,
can
so whatever,
happen.
Yes, sir. So whatever you didn't finish in 2024, you got a new start, and each day you got a new start. But with the new year, it's no excuses. You're your only distraction. So my mental is good. Thumbs up for myself. Trumpet Angela says hello to everybody.
All right.
And
amen.
Her mental is good. She got thumbs up.
All
and,
right.
That's yeah.
good. Well, mm-hmm. hello, Angela. Hey, Trumpet. Amen.
Said hello. He said hello. She's yelling from the back. She said hello, everybody.
Hey, good. We're looking towards having a better year. And we don't have to make vows, but we can set out goals that are attainable.
Mm-hmm.
And we can commit to ourselves. And when you have at least one person to help you, now, if we should want to do this in a group setting, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you're responsible to a group. That means you have more than one person that will take you on.
That's right. Hold each other accountable.
Set goals.
Yes. Yeah.
And that can check you, or you can check them. Because
mm-hmm.
I may forget to call you today, but somebody else may say, hey, it's on my mind to call you. Hey, you said you were going to do this. How you done it today? Did you get out and find out about that gym membership? Or did you are you finding the coupons to help you save money in your grocery shopping? Or did you find another doctor's office or a clinic that you can go to get your health check? That's reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We
mm-hmm.
got to have those checks and balances. Otherwise, we don't know. And, you know, I used to watch G.I. Joe back in the day when I was a kid. And the phrase was, knowing is half the battle.
Yeah, G.I. Joe, yeah.
Yeah, so and that's a true statement. Knowing is half the battle, and so what you don't know can hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Now, would you sing the theme song for us next Monday? Was it Monday? Take us back to our childhood.
Until G.I. Joe theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Real American hero.
G.I. Joe.
Hey, look. Maybe, amen. But I enjoy G.I. Joe. That was one of my favorite shows too. I liked it. All my little action heroes. So I enjoyed everything where I saw the bad guys lose and the good guys overcoming whatever challenges they was faced with. So
mm-hmm.
I got one more to unlock. Amen. Thank you.
Happy anniversary.
Are you
happy check? Anniversary.
Yes,
thank check,
you, sir.
Check. Happy
thank
anniversary. Yes, sir. And
thank
love
you
all.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, man of God. Thank you, sir. Amen. We're going All right. All right. We're at error code 256. I think that should be Evangelist Clayton, prophetess. Amen. Do
work
you have your phone?
Work on me. Work on me. Work on me, dear Lord. Work on me. Every time I turn around, I need you to work on me. Work on me. Work on me. Work on me. Work on me, dear Lord. Work on me. Every time I turn around, Jesus is working on me. He's working on me. From the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, he's working on me. He's working on me. From the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, he's working on me. He's working on me. He's working on my walk. He's working on me. He's working on my talk. He's working on me. Every time I turn around, Jesus is working on me. He's working on me. He's working on you. He's working on you. He's working on you, dear Lord. Work on us. Every time we turn around, every time we turn around, Jesus is working on us. Amen. Praise God Almighty. I give honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Repenting and asking of forgiveness to wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and creating in me a clean heart and renewing a right spirit within me. I thank God, amen. My mentor tonight, amen, is a nine. And I give God all glory. I give God all of the praise. Amen. For working on me mentally, psychologically, physical, and emotionally. Amen. But working on me, amen, to be firm, amen, to be stern, amen. And ask the Lord this to continue to be my guiding light and be the driving force in my life, that he will drive me and drive the force of me, amen, making that deposit into my account. Amen. To do what thus said the Lord. Amen. To God be glory. And most of all, to work on me to run this race, to see what the end's going to be, to hold out for my change to come. Amen. To God be the glory. So I'm just grateful. I thank God, amen, for setting a goal, that my goal, amen, is to run on to see what the end's going to be. My goal is to do what thus said the Lord. My goal is, amen, to be firm. Amen. Say yea and say nay. It's okay. Amen. To God be the glory. Not to feel entangled about saying nay, but say nay and mean it and say it. Amen. To God be the glory. And just being more firmer, being more stern. Amen. And most of all, eating healthy, more healthier. Amen. To God be the glory. Because God wants this vessel of ours. Amen. To God, you'll want us. He entrusts us with it. Amen. With this vessel of ours. So I want the Lord to be pleasing. And I want to move forward in doing some things in my health. Amen. Region. Amen. To God be the glory as a benefit package. to help me, amen, to God be glory, to be a better steward, amen, to wear the crown of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm grateful for the message coming out of Matthew, the 5th chapter tonight, amen, starting at the 33rd verse to the 37th verse. I'm grateful for God's word tonight, amen, to God be glory, and being firm. I heard Lady Bunny talk about health and wellness, amen, over the counter. I get those too. And so I tell you to be more firmer and to get in something that is better equipped for me, that's going to help me, amen, to be better steward, amen, vitamins, to make sure, you know, that adequate time, amen, in meditation, amen, more so, amen, with the Lord, amen, and giving God that time to work on me, wherever I need fixing, that he will work on me, amen, from the crown of my head to the very sole of my feet. See, I'm just crazy enough to believe. I'm crazy enough to believe that what I have put before the Lord, that God, amen, amen, if it be his will, that 2025, amen. I can't speak for 2025 as of yet, because we have not embarked upon 2025. We still have another day to go. But if it be his will, that his will is done. Amen. Those goals that I'm looking for. Amen. First time homeowner. Amen. To God be the glory. I'm looking for my miracle and my breakthrough. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. And I'm also looking, amen, for the Lord, amen, to begin to perfect me in where I'm less imperfected, that God will perfect me even the most. Amen. To God be the glory. And to do what thus said the Lord. Amen, and looking for what God has in the plans for me, not doubting that I'm going to have what I ask the Lord for, just waiting for my season, amen, to God be the glory, and always to be joyful for other seasons. And I just want to say amen to you and Lady Bunny, amen, to God be the glory. On this new year, the Lord will bless you all, amen, 29 years. I ask the Lord to bless you all even the more. Amen. In those 29 years, that you have 29 more plus 29 more plus 29 more. I ask the Lord to bless you all even the more. And I say happy anniversary. Amen. Pre-anniversary. Happy anniversary. May the blessing of the Lord overflow. Press down. Shaken together. Till our cup is running over. And I'm going to move forward. Amen. To God be the glory with getting my recording. Amen. To God be the glory. Getting, amen, my book, Sign of Christ. Amen. In the plans to have an ear to hear. But that God will put me in the right place. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. For the help that I needed. And I speak to these eyes of mine. Amen. In the name of Jesus, that I'm yet believing that God is, amen, a healer. Amen. To God be the glory. That God opened blind eyes. Amen. To God be the glory. But he continued to equip me with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and keep me keen-minded for Christ Jesus. Keep me kingdom-minded for Christ Jesus to run on to see what the end is going to be. Work on me, Lord. Work on me. From the crown of my head to the very sole of my feet. Amen. To God be glory. And help me to take discipline. Amen. Pray my continuance in the Lord. Amen. To God be glory. I am completed. Check, check.
Amen. 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 Check, check. God bless you, Evangelist Clayton. We are looking forward to God doing a marvelous and wonderful things with you. By you, through you, amen, in the new year, amen. As I'm looking for God to do wonderful things in all of us, amen, amen. We're going back. It wasn't coming through earlier. This is Queen Nye. Amen. Queen Nye, God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Unmute your line this time, and we might get you.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We got you this time.
All right. God. God bless you. All right. God bless everyone. I am thankful for the message today, and it lines up with what I had already started working on. I bought, and this is what I usually try to do each year, but I bought my yearly planner where I can write everything down, you know, the dates that you have things planned on. There's a section in the back where I can take notes, and I'm looking forward to accomplishing the goals that I am incorporating in my plan for 2025. And I know Matthew 19 and 26:6, with all things, with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
So I'm looking forward to it. And thank you very much for the message. I do need to go back and listen because I was trying to write as you was going, and I said, I can't write that fast, but I got it. I'll get it all. But thank you. Check, check, I'm complete.
Amen. Once again, when we're done, it's going to be posted, and it will be on iHeartRadio. Amen. The Six Eyes Radio Network. Amen. You will be able to catch the program again on rerun. So if those of you that may need it, amen, it will be there. Amen. I'm going to ask Evangelist Clayton to come back and just offer up just a quick prayer for us. I am done for the night, amen. I need to be leaving the house in just a few minutes here, amen. So I will be on time for work, amen. We're talking about time. Oh, and when she finished praying, I will be back. There's a couple more questions that I got to give you to complete the survey for tonight. And so, that is Clayton, if you just offer up a prayer blessing for us as we go into the new year. Thank you.
Most gracious Father God Almighty, we come to you humble as we know how on this beautiful day to lift up your holy name, God. Father God, you saw fit, God, that our name was on the wait list this morning, God. And Lord, with all power, God, you breathed into our nostrils, Heavenly Father, and we became a living soul again, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lead and guide us, God, on that path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. And even though, Lord, we go through some valleys, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we go through some storms, Father God. We don't stop in the middle of the storm, God, but we continue to go through the storm, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father God. Father God, we ask, Lord, that you look down upon every mankind, Father God, all over the land, God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father God. And, Lord, as you open up, Father God, a new gate, God, in the name of Jesus, God, help us, God, to walk circumspectly, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to have our mind made up, God, that we're going to run this race to see what the end's going to be, Father God, that we're going to hold out for our change to come, Father God. Let your blessing begin to flow down, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord, help us to recognize it's not about us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, but it's all about you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your blessed assurance, Father God, rain down upon thee, God, and help us, God, to do things in decent and in order, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so that we can receive the reward of your blessing, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father God. Father God, continue to uphold the man of God, the woman of God, Father God, Pastor Bunnett and Lady Bunnett, Father God, their family as a whole and all those connected, affiliated, related, Father God. Continue to hold, Father God, Six Eyes Radio Network, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Continue to hold every broadcast, Father God. AJ and the squad in Queens Court, Father God. God. Continue to hold Motivated Monday, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, continue to hold, Father God, every night of programming, God. Hold it, Father God, in the bosom of your arm. Bless it even the most, Father God. And Lord, whatever you have for it in the upcoming days, Father God, we know, God, that you are going to get the glory out of every story, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, Lord, look beyond our faults, God, and see our needs, God. But help us, God, to realize it is not playing time. Father God, it is not playing house, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. But it's time that we get on our prayer knees, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we pray ye for one another, Father God. Move malice and hurt and anger and bitterness and ugliness out of the way, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, and help us to walk, Father God, in your limelight, God, like no other. You're able, God, to do all things, Father God. So, Lord, we bless your holy name. Thank you for the word tonight, God. Thank you for your word tonight, Father God, and help us, God, to grow in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Father God, and most of all, keep us with a sound mind, good memories, Father God. Keep us in good health, Father God, physically, mentally, psychologically, mental, and emotionally, and financially, God. Continue to bless thee, and above all that we ask or we thank, God, we call this thing done, God. Father God, continue to look down upon my hometown, Camilla, Georgia, tonight, God. Lord, look down upon, amen, my friend, God, look down upon him and his wife, God. Look down on those that was hurt at the plant, God, as Tyson had an explosion, God, that exploded and killed, Father God, Sister Willis tonight, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, God. Look down upon Camilla, Georgia tonight, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Look down on the homes, Father God, that was damaged by the explosion, God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Look down on all of the employees at Tyson Chicken Plant, Father God, my families, Lord. Look down upon them, Lord, like no other. You're able, God, to do all things. Look down, Father God, on NASA, Mississippi, Father God, on the young lady that was killed in the storm, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, God. We give you the glory, praise, and honor, Father God. Look down on the Carter family as Mr. President Jimmy Carter went on home to, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Look down upon them like no other. You are worthy, God, to be praised. We give you the glory. We give you the praise in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you so very much, Evangelist Clayton. God bless your prophetess. Amen, amen. These four things, when we're looking at the objective, those of you that's looking at it, amen, these are the four questions that goes along with it. As we conclude, amen, and after I said this, we're going to be done for the evening because I am late now. So, but it says, what do you want to achieve? And your goal, in your first setting goal, ask yourself the question, what do you want to achieve? Amen. The outcome, and that is, what would success look like? Amen. What does it look like? Amen. Amen. What might stand in your way? Amen. And how will you overcome those obstacles? Amen. In your goal setting, please be honest with yourself and ask yourself what it is that you're trying to achieve. Amen. And what do that achievement look like? What do that success look like? Amen. And what would stand in your way? Amen. You find that out by what stood in your way before. Amen. Was it self or others? Amen. And how would you overcome those obstacles? Amen. Those are very important things in accomplishing true goal setting. So we love you with the love of Christ. Happy New Year to you, 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 and yes, even you. This has been a wonderful year. I thank God for Brother Charles and the Six Eyes Radio Network team members, each one, Missionary Ken, who's not on here with us tonight, and so many other amen
His darling wife, Sister Ruth, amen. Sister Emily, amen. Sister Lila and others, so many others that have walked this journey with us. I want to say I love you all, and I thank God for each one of you in your respectable places, amen. And if I didn't call you, man, I'm human, amen. But you know the gift that you are, that God has planted in this world, and we want to say thank you for you. Amen. I love you all. Love my wife. Amen. Happy anniversary, honey. Amen. We're going to be celebrating 29 years, and I'm thankful that God has allowed us to live and to be here. Amen. In spite of it all. Amen. Because we had some rocky road. I don't like rocky road ice cream, but we had it. Amen. We had it, and God has given us the grace to keep on keeping on. And it was by his grace, so certainly, amen, because we are no way, shape, or form perfect. Amen. We both have our individual flaws, amen, but we had to learn to come together so that we can stay together, amen, and God has done that in us. So I am thankful, amen, I'm thankful for you all. Thank you for being on this journey with us for 2024. Amen. We don't know what's all in store for 2025, but please pay attention and listen. If things change and shift, we're going to be shifting you with us. Amen. But walk this journey with us. Plot out those goal settings. Amen. Lord, say the same next Monday. I want you to have those written out, or at least two of them that you are willing to share. Amen, that we'll share as a group, amen, one or two that we'll share as a group, and we'll hold one another responsible for accomplishing those goals. God bless you, God. I love you with the love of Christ, and good night until the next time. May the peace of the Lord be with you. May he keep you safe from danger seen and unseen. May you have the strength to go out and get it and come back with it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you. God bless and God keep you. Happy New Year.
Happy anniversary. Happy